It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Gene Purcell. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll check out some cool science news, including the up-and-coming world of sound tourism. Apparently, people travel to far-off places to hear unique sounds, things like sand dunes booming and singing.
But first, we're talking about a new bill in Wisconsin that would increase the training requirement for doctors. Republican Representative Eric Severson and Republican State Senator Leah Vukmir introduced the legislation last week. Both legislators have a medical background. Representative Severson is a doctor and Senator Vukmir is a nurse.
The bill would apply to graduates of American and foreign medical schools, and if the bill passes, graduates would need 2 years of medical training to get a license instead of just one.
Here to put this bill into context for us is Ed Miller. He's a professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Ed, welcome to Central Time.
Good afternoon.
Can you tell us something about what prompted Representative Severson and Senator Vukmir to bring this bill to the floor of the state legislature?
I'm not exactly certain because the very few physicians in Wisconsin have no training beyond 1 year. Typically, most of the doctors in today typically do a residency in some area. If they're primary care, they do it in family practice or internal medicine, typically, or pediatrics. But the so-called general practitioner who has 1 year of postgraduate training, which is the first year, which we used to call the internship year, and then goes into practice, are pretty small. And I'm looking at some of their data, it's well less than 1%. And my guess is that those individuals either are doing something else, administration, or they are older doctors who would be grandfathered in by this law.
So it sounds like you're saying after completing residency, which is typically 4 years, it seems as though most doctors would do something like a 2-year fellowship already.
Well, no, the residency would be 3 years after medical school for the shortest, and that would be like internal medicine or family practice. So that would be it's considered 3 years. The first, the so-called internship year is now considered the first year of residency. But that particular year, then two more make the primary care, and it goes from about 3 to about 8, like for a neurosurgeon.
It was last year that Dr. Sheldon Wasserman, the former chair of the Wisconsin Medical Examining Board, told reporters that Wisconsin has become, this is a quote, a dumping ground for a lot of bad physicians who want to get their foot in the American medical system. What is your response for that?
I don't know what data he's looking at. I'm looking at the data from that they have on Wisconsin that was done essentially last year. And it shows less than 1%, depends how you count it. But if it says the number who have rotating internship or transitional year, that would be the 1 year only. It's 0.3% of Wisconsin physicians.
So what do you make of his claim that there are bad physicians in Wisconsin here who come here because it's, I guess, easier?
I have no clue. Because if you look at the data on other states, and I just looked at the data on other states. Virtually all the states only require 1 year. There's some that do require 2 years. Alaska requires 2 years. Most of the others require one year. Some require two. But for anybody to be hired by any major medical group, for example, and Wisconsin has a lot of them, between Marshfield and Aurora and Gunderson, they would all have to be at least, if not board certified, which would require minimally 3 years in things such as family practice, internal medicine, or be at least board eligible, which means they have completed the residency to be able to take the boards. And so they would have the same training, they just wouldn't have yet passed the boards.
Well, let's look more closely at the aspect that applies to foreign medical students. Are training requirements different for graduates from foreign medical schools?
Slightly. They are slightly different, and some states do have a little bit different. Usually, foreign medical graduates are required to have completed a residency rather than this 1 or 2 years have completed a residency in the United States. And so most states do require 3 years for foreign medical graduates. Or I'm looking here, some require two, but most of them do require a full residency, and that would be normally 3 years. as I say, technically they could practice after a year, but normally nobody would hire them. They would have to have 3 years, and all the foreign doctors coming in the United States, you have to have a U.S. residency. So a number of the number of foreign doctors have actually done a residency back in their home country, and then come to the United States and having to do another residency to be able to be licensed.
Do you read in this any sort of concern or bias against foreign medical students?
Well, it could be. It could be, except they would not, as far as I'm aware, pick up many foreign medical graduates because they have to do a residency. So if you look at most of the foreign medical graduates that come in, whereas now it's called international medical graduates, they all had to do 3 years in the United States. And many of them have not been able to get a residency. For example, they may be ear, nose, and throat in, let's say, India, and have done a residency in India, ear, nose, and throat, and then come to the United States, and they can't get into the surgical residency, which is ear, nose, and throat. And so they become a primary care doctor, where Americans are less likely to be interested in it because primary care pays much less than other specialties. So they become for example, a family practitioner. And you may wonder, you look back, and they were trained in ear, nose, and throat. The reason is they couldn't get into a U.S. residency in ear, nose, and throat if they wanted that. But they do in family practice.
Well, as you know, we've been hearing about a primary care shortage, especially in rural Wisconsin, and a projected nurse shortfall down the years. If this were to pass, do you see this affecting those numbers?
It probably wouldn't affect the numbers very much because most of the doctors all that I'm familiar with actually do have done a residency in the United States. Now, some may do maybe a 2 years because they've done a year, back in their home country, so they've given them sort of credit for a year. But they've done at least 2 years in the United States. And so if we go to 2 years, it's not going to make any difference. I don't know anybody's done less than that. Of the current ones. Now, in former times, that wasn't the case. In former times, many physicians, after they graduated medical school, did the 1 year, and they were then licensed. But that's not the case. Plus, the fact is medical school has changed. At one time, you went to 4 years of medical school, and the first time you really saw patients was the year of so-called internship. But today, the second 2 years of medical school are rotations. And you move around different specialties, and you do see patients at that time. So you do get clinical experience in medical school now, in addition to the postgraduate years. Actually, the move is in the other direction. The move is to shorten the amount of training time because we do have the doctor shortage. And they're talking about shortening the training time primarily in the area of medical school, going from 4 years of medical school to 3 years. That's a very debatable proposition, but that's what's currently being discussed.
Ed, thank you so much for joining us today.
Anytime. Thank you very much.
That was Ed Miller, professor of political science at UW Stevens Point.